And on the line now I have Carl Smith, and he's a volunteer with Irish Water Safety. Good afternoon, Carl. How are you?
Hi, how are you now?
Well, I have to say, in my ignorance, I never realised that life-saving was a sport. But it has been for many years.
Many years, indeed it has. And it's getting better and better as time goes by. Some fantastic results from this year alone, from the sport side of things. But we are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of classifies as a sport? It seems like a strange one to me.
It does seem a bit strange, but the idea of it is, it's a Category 2 Olympic sport, and we're controlled by ILS, which is the International Life Saving. Mm-hmm. But all down through the line, right down to the core of it all, is to do with competing. The best lifesavers compete in conditions that are somewhat like real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
And try and do the rescues for rescue situations that would be similar to real life.
Okay, and it is in conjunction, of course, with the part of Irish Water Safety's extensive program to promote water safety. Yeah. Okay, now you organised this year. Was there, was there more categories or this year than there would have been normally?
No, there wasn't. This year we had similar events. There was 8 events that we had, but this year we've seen some major jumps. We had, firstly, 17 counties from Ireland, including Northern Ireland, competed. Over 240 lifesavers, some of the best lifesavers we have in the country.
Mm-hmm.
100 teams entered. We even got, here's the best part of it all, 16 national records, 11 from the junior category, which is the ages of 14 to 16, 14 seniors, which is 16 plus, and we also have one world record in the masters categories, which is 30 plus, for Norma Cahill, who got the 50-meter mannequin carry, which is like a half-a-body mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly what you'd see, most people when I say mannequin, they're thinking like the mannequins that you see in a shop window. But it'd be like the half size of that. And we fill it up with water. It's roughly around 70 kilos. And you carry that 50 meters down the 50-meter pool that we had the life-saving championship in the UL mm-hmm. in Limerick. The sports arena there. So we have a world record now, which is fantastic, especially leading up to this year's Rescue 2014 World, kind of like the World Cup of Life Saving, which is coming up in September in France. So we're looking forward to that. Definitely get a few more records out of that.
And is it true to say that life saving is stronger than anywhere at the moment in Europe and getting stronger all the time?
In Europe, it is getting stronger, and also where you see it, like a lot of it, especially because I'm involved with it, I see a lot of it coming from a lot of places in the UK, a lot of places in Europe and Australia as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Ireland in general, we have competed in the Europeans, we've competed in the Worlds for the past, I can't even remember, I don't have the facts there on me,
mm-hmm.
but we have done extremely well. Over the past year within Europeans, junior level and senior level. Again, as well, with the Worlds, and we've done phenomenal with.
And when you say the younger level, what ages are we talking?
Well, the life-saving sport, we take people from the ages of 8 upwards.
Wow.
So they're quite young. Kids who be doing length classes, they're generally categorised as nippers. So the little nippers, they would be 8 to 14-year-olds. They have a different competition, which is this year it's been held in Ennis, County Clare. So we have competitions all around the country. And this one will be held on April 26th. So we're looking forward to that. Then we have the summer program starts from May, where a lot of the teams, they will be training on beaches around the country or also on lakesides as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of do that. It's a year-round sport in a way, so you do pools from September right up until May, and then a lot of people would move over to the beaches. And then we have the beaches this year. We have regionals, and we also have the nationals, which are normally at the end of the summer. So all the hard work you put in, standing on a beach, living the surfer lifestyle, as it were, all comes to an end just around September, end of August.
And of course, Irish Water Safety do a wonderful program for, especially for children. I can't remember what it's called at the moment.
I have it here. It's the PAWS program. which would be the primary aquatic water safety. Exactly, yeah.
And there's lots of kids taking advantage of that program, and it's great to see it because a lot of the times, kids, it always amazed me. The beaches be full when we do get the good weather, and yet you talk to a lot. Many, now I'm not talking about too long ago, maybe 20 years ago. You'd ask, and I'd say at least 75% of children wouldn't be able to swim, and I was always amazed at that. But of course, it's improved much since then.
It has improved a lot since then. There's lots of different programs out there and other bodies as well. Ourselves, we have the National Swimming Program, where you have seal, marlin, and orca. On top of that, we have the primary aquatic water safety, which would be dedicated for schools. So any schools that are ever interested in teaching the program, they can definitely contact us at info@iws.ie. Mm-hmm. So we want to get into as many schools as possible and bring this syllabus in with their physical education strand of the school curriculum.
Okay. Now it's not about the winning, of course. It's all about the taking part to do the championships. But how does it work out? I mean, it's a Category 2 sport in as far as Olympics go. So did you get gold, silver, and bronze as in Olympics, or what way if you win?
Well, we have our national medals. So you do have your gold, silver, and bronze.
So it's for all intents and purposes, it's the same.
Exactly. There's a good bit of competition. There's also a lot of camaraderie as well between the counties. I know that I myself am part of the Dublin team as well, so we always try and have a bit of banter on the side of the pool, or even if we're at the beach as well. So, but the other counties as well, like you can see it throughout. It's definitely a lot for team building, and the future of Lifesavers is definitely, it's a very social side of things. So it's not driven completely by win. It's mm-hmm. more about social, the interactions that you have with other counties. There's a lot of traveling around, as you said, with the competitions. There's national competitions. There's also other competitions that we have. Some that are international, where we compete against the UK.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Celtic Cup, where Ireland, Wales, and a few other countries from the UK and even north of France as well would come over and compete. This year Ireland hosted it, and it was absolutely phenomenal. So you're actually getting to interact and meet other lifesavers from around Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, as well as it being a big competition and all, but it's actually quite social in the way that you are meeting people who are like-minded. There's tips and different stories being told, experiences are being met, and the younger kids are definitely seeing these kind of the Michael Phelps of the life-saving world, and they're trying to aim to be up there. Because we have our own national team as well,
mm-hmm.
that competes on an international scale, and they do phenomenally in that as well.
Okay, and as you say there yourself, all the interaction with other people, but mainly the skills you learn at life-saving. But I'm just thinking of the organisation of it, at 240 people and all the different complexities of the events, and it's all done in one day. A lot of organisation there that has to be, Carl, isn't there?
Yeah, it definitely is down to it. See how it runs. Now, the events that we look at, there's millions of different types, but not millions. There's a lot of different events that we have, but they are very specific to the life-saving kind of water safety classes that we do. So it's just a development on top of that, and you're just introducing a competition factor to it as well. So we have some relays, we have which are quite short. Then you have some longer competitions, which would be, say, the Super Lifesaver, mannequin carry with fins. So there's lots of different things, but it's definitely down to the management, and credit where credit's due. The way it was run, it was absolutely fantastic. And year on year, we are getting better and it's getting more streamlined.
And with all
when you go in, sorry,
I was just going to ask you there, the people that compete in it, where are they drawn from? Are they the lifeguards from around the country, or you know what I mean?
It's definitely a mix where each county is done differently. Like I know from my own experience of Dublin. Dublin has a lot of water safety classes in various different pools around the county. But then the country is different as well. So some are swim clubs and water safety classes put in together and life-saving teams. Dublin, how we try to pull from a different couple of factors. But each county is done a little bit differently. However, like life saving in general, it's definitely getting better and better throughout from everyone coming together, and the information is getting better and better with the social kind of networks and trying to pull people in from different ones. But we always, we're very open to getting new bodies in. We love people who are definitely interested, and the lifesavers, some of them are lifeguards, the, like the older ones, the seniors, but as we said, like some kids are under the age of 16. So when it comes to that, it would be swim classes and also water safety classes. So the development of how you become a lifeguard and the ladder to become the lifeguard on the beach or on the pool is all totally different. But they all, we focus on that for the underage.
And is it a yearly event, or is it like the Olympics every 4 years, or is it World Cup?
No, it's a yearly event. We host it annually.
Okay.
For the past number of years, it's been hosted in the University of Limerick Sports Swimming Arena. But we also do it on the beaches as well annually.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of, it all works out that each year or every second year that you have the world or you have the Europeans. So there is constantly a ladder. I've said a ladder a few times, but there is ladders and processes that you're going through. So you're starting at a local level, then you're going nationally. You want to be on the international team. You want to compete for the top guys. And then you want to be on the with the Irish squad, stepping up like as if you are in the Olympics in the world. But the best thing about it is you're on a beach and you're competing with some of the top lifesavers. And that's something that's amazing and so different because it is, there's a lot of meaning to behind what you're doing as well. Like, it's life-saving.
Okay.
It's totally different from anything.
Now, does someone listen to us now and they say, and they're a fairly good swimmer and they want to learn more skills at life-saving but also want to take part in this, could they do that? And plenty of time now for next year. Could they do that and get in touch with IWS?
Absolutely. There's for the sport end of things, there's sport at IWS.ie. They can contact us there. Someone will be in touch with them then. Also, if they want to know more about other water safety aspects that we have, is info@IWS.ie. But everything's on the web as well, so IWS.ie. We have lots of information up there regarding the sport, the PAWS program, even our rescue boats and the swim classes. Lots of different information is up there on the web for anyone. Or on Facebook too. So Surf Life Saving Ireland and IWS.ie.
Okay, well, let's send out from Near FM here and everybody, congratulations to yourself and everyone involved in the championships, and congratulations on the wins. I'm going to take advantage of you now while you're on there, Kyle, because when Bank Holiday Week ends coming, I usually have Mr. Leach on or somebody giving out sort of safety tips. But something unusual this year with all the floods, let's hope we're finished with them. And here on the northeast of Dublin, we've been very lucky, as when you think of Forda down in Wexford. But you have a few things that you'd like to say about people, about two people rather, if things happen, if it was to happen again in the next few weeks or next year or whatever it would. Because one of the most unusual things for me was watching someone swim down the main street over the course of the floods.
I know, yeah.
It was strange to see. But it catches people unawares, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. Flooding is not something to play around with or anything like that. It's a very serious issue. Just even before we even talk about your personal safety, what you should do when you hear a flood warning is definitely stay tuned to the local and national radios for the Met Aaron updates, or you can check out flooding.ie.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, really good. Met Aaron have been brilliant. I know that I travel down the country a lot with my job, and they kind of saved me for a few different things, so I wouldn't have to go into some of the flooded areas. If you have any elderly or families with young children next door to you, some neighbours, make sure that you check in on them. Make sure if you're a farmer, animals, stock, or any livestock, move them to higher ground. Same thing with your vehicles if you are in a basin. Check small crafts for anyone who's out there on boats. Make sure that they're well secured or moored. Consider taking them up on the trailer for safety. Make sure that you have warm clothes, food and drink, and a torch and a radio if you are one of those affected areas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of tips that you can do for blocking doorways or air bricks. Sandbags are great. They're absolutely brilliant. But if you don't have them, a plastic bag filled with earth is also a very, very good way of blocking the water from getting in. Check the time of the high water is another very important thing. So irishtides.ie or the newspapers, they always have them in there. So they'd be some of the big things that I would definitely recommend for people to do when hearing of a flood warning coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the personal safety end of things, make sure the number one thing is avoid flooded waters and flooded waterways at all times.
Okay.
If you are going and you live near one, carry a mobile phone just in case you need to call for help. It's 112. Wear suitable protective clothing if you're on a boat, like a life jacket. Never swim through fast-flowing water, which we have seen on YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Funny as it may be, but it's very serious and it could go terribly wrong very quickly.
And people forget too, with flood water, a lot of the water is actually not only coming from the rivers and that, it's coming up from the sewage. There can be some rats in there as well, I've heard, to put across. So it's not, if you can avoid swimming in it, it's a good idea, and wear protective.
That's definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and avoid it in general as well. So you have to be aware of the manhole covers and grating because they can become removed where you said that the rats can come up, but also dirt as well. But when if they get moved out of the way and you're walking through there, if even if it's a little bit of a puddle, it could be murky water. You just want to be very cautious around them, so it's better to avoid it completely.
Yeah, well, I, as I say, I often talk to John Leach on bank holiday weekends, and often gives safety tips of people if they go walking. Now, nothing to do with floods, but just when the sea is a bit heavy and you get people walking along the rocks and they don't realise that the wave can come in and wash them in. But the thing for me, and I can't use any other word but stupid, the stupidity of people walking with their phones, going knowing the way the weather was. I'm talking about floods now. And some of them, one in the paper saw Braz two kids and one of them was nearly swept away. I mean, you can't legislate for people's stupidity, though, can you?
No, we can only try to prevent.
Yes, stay away from it.
We tell people to stay away from it. It's more safe for you to stay away from it. Don't be right at the front of the fence for flooding or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What happens if it falls through? So the best thing is for you to keep completely safe around it. But similar enough, when it comes to, I'm just going to drift off here a bit, with your bike, it can never be fully safe if you have it locked in a public area, but you can try and prevent it. So the same thing applies. Try and prevent any casualties around flooded areas. And we've had very bad flooding and bad weather and stormy conditions over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Okay, well, I'll repeat myself and say congratulations to yourself and all the team, because we were just talking about the national championships. Congratulations to everyone, yourself included in that, especially because you organised a lot of it. But all the stuff we've talked about, including the championships, about pause, and also about water safety, floods and everything, it's all coming up Patrick's weekend. That's a long weekend as well, and I'll probably be talking to someone from Irish Water Safety then, but it's all up on the website anyway, IWS, all information.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank you very much, Noel, for having me on the show today. Not
at all. Thank you very much. And again, congratulations. Thanks, Carl.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Carl Smith, volunteer with Irish Water Safety. And you can look up iws.ie for all information. And that programme for children, PAWS, is terrific. Get them to teach them to swim very young.